JG 1. Number 28B.
So that's a lot of references, but it's so wonderful. The last point, that even day, when we look it up on page 584, one means the spiritual idea of truth and love. They're so important to take these references in the textbook because they really begin to feel the practical nature of living a life and letting truth and love happen in our life. It gives the flesh to the structure, doesn't it? One really feels, yeah, Mrs. Eddy really saw the point. That it is our letting that law of pre-established perfection govern us. And therefore she says, what is that law of pre-established perfection? Well, it is that truth, the fact, is already fulfilled at the plan of love. That is what is being shown there. Okay, now we just keep that melody and we go on now to science, this Christian science, down into what we call the candlestick order. And as I just showed us quickly, now we can look at page 56 in the study aid. Here we see then that wonderful order, as we just saw, the word order, which is given for God. The reason why it's not the Christ order, that's translation. It's not the Christianity order, that's reflection. This is science looking at God and explaining God structurally. And so that's why science let the divine principle of the universe interpret the universe of God. So it's looking at the word order, which gives us what God is as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. On the word order, in a linear develop, in a sequential development, in a law of divine causality, a development from premise to conclusion. Now, as we see and have said, order becomes structured. Order becomes complexity, which brings on even higher complexity. Complexity, we saw, just meant putting is an ontological definition, which means looking for the categories in the relationship in being. So we see that order becomes structure. Therefore, we look at the word order from the standpoint of science, which brings structure. And we see then that when we hook just up soul is life, spirit and truth, mind is love, it's the candlestick. John Dorley saw this and then began to see it expressed that way in Mrs. Eddy's writing. I love the science order reveals structure with the sphere. I like taking it beyond the candlestick into the symbolism today of the sphere, because that hooks it back up to science level, into that infinite one, which is then infinitely spiraling. It lets us move from the linear development of a subject through its structural development into its non-linear, self-organizing, spontaneous structure, which then lets us see that this all is happening within the fourth dimension of spirit, that thought accepts the numerals of infinity, those identities of being, soul, and life, as constantly restructuring themselves, spirit, to bring out new forms, truth, that exists as mind in the plan of love, and all that divine infinite calculus. When thought accepts the divine infinite calculus, it's accepting the operation of the science of the word, the science of the Christ, and the science of Christianity going on within the fourth dimension, where it's timeless, spaceless, isless. Whenever we get a structured explanation of restructuring, it's timeless and spaceless. So let's look at this then. Science looks at the word and it says, alright. It says, alright, now that soul and life is giving us all the identities, we could say, at the point of soul. We know soul means identities and life means being, doesn't it? So under soul we could write identities, and under life we could say being or infinite being. So we would say it's giving us the identities or numerals of infinity or being. You see? Every science builds on its numerals of being, on its numerals of of infinity, that on which it's going to calculate. Mathematics builds on its numerals of the digits. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the simple form, just using the digits, that's what it all builds on. What happens with those digits? Those numerals of infinity, or those 10 digits, do they just sit there? No. In mathematics, the mathematician takes those digits and, like a kaleidoscope, sees that they're constantly being restructured, aren't they? Like you put them in a box, a kaleidoscope, the 10 digits, you turn that kaleidoscope around, so at the point of spirit you could say they're constantly being restructured according to the rhythm of spirit. That's spirit. And what are they doing? In a kaleidoscope, when you restructure the 10 digits, they're always bringing out new forms, aren't they? Whether they're bringing out addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division, they're bringing out new forms of those digits. They're restructured somehow in a combination through addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division. They're bringing out new forms. Truth. Where do those new forms exist? As patterns or ideas of mind. Idea is a pattern. They exist as patterns in mind, patterns in mathematics, that already exist in the plan or purpose of mathematics. Therefore, that already exists in the plan or purpose of love. So, that's exactly what's happening in being. And those digits bring out the infinite calculations that go on within mathematics. And think of how many calculations in mathematics we can do through addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Just through the restructuring of these simple elements. Again, I said in any other fields, we all work on those numerals of infinity. Again, we can see that in music, you have our basic tones as the numerals of infinity. Those tones, same tones, are constantly being restructured, bringing out all the melodies that have ever been written. Think of all the melodies that are based on a few fundamental elements of music. They just restructure and restructure and restructure till they bring out the various rhythms. And through that rhythm, it's bringing out those tones are constantly restructuring, bringing out a sense of rhythm at spirit and truth. That's how it goes. And that sense of rhythm at the point of mind of love is bringing out all the various melodies that are written, and that exists at the point of principle in the harmony of music. So music, we have those tones as the numerals of infinity, which as spirit and truth are in a rhythm. They're constantly restructuring themselves at mind and love, bringing out a melody, at principle, giving harmony. Same with art. All the various elements of arts, the line, value, color, are their numerals of infinity. All the art that has ever been done is in a rhythm of those lines, or always in some other kind of rhythm. Colors in another kind of rhythm. Value is in another rhythm, bringing out all the infinite pictures that have ever been done within the harmony of art, all on a few fundamentals. Every science operates that, whether it's a science of physics, the science of mathematics, the science of music, the science of art, the science of literature, just using the vocabulary, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P. Just taking that over and over brings out all that's ever been written in literature. It's incredible, isn't it? You do more with less. That's the genius of it. And that's this, you could call this the divine kaleidoscope. Where that those are human systems, but symbols. But in being, God is the divine kaleidoscope. In its intra-reflection. This is why this begins to hook up with the science level. That was a level where we had the law of intra-reflection, of intra-reflection, the law of self-reflection, where mind was blending with mind, a spirit with spirit. Here we begin to build up that tonality of the infinite self-reflection going on and seeing what goes on in a science, a real science, the science of a science. This is the science of all science. All sciences are based on this. But the science of all science, spiritual science, we aren't the mathematician. It's spiritual mathematics. That means the divine mind is doing the calculating. We aren't. God is doing the calculating. Principle is doing the calculating. Principle is doing the calculating by operating out of itself, through itself, as itself, for the glory of itself. It's causing this restructuring to occur. We aren't doing it. Therefore, it's the divine principle that is taking its numerals of infinity, or its identities of being, soul and life, that are just there. Those, all of the identities of being are in the potential of principle. Principle is that latent reservoir. We saw that latent potentiality, that law from which all other laws are derived. So within the infinite potentiality of principle, that principle is constantly restructuring its elements of being, and in constantly restructuring its elements of being through spirit and truth, through the infinite calculus of the Christ, it's always bringing out new patterns of mind which exist in the plan of love. So that's how we look back then at the science of the word. We then see, oh, that's right, that principle is taking its identities of being, everything that exists latent within being. And as a science of the word, those numerals of infinity are there in principle. And at the science of the Christ, that operation, as we see now, takes those identities and spirit begins to give them rhythm and brings out of that rhythm a new form in truth. The divine infinite calculus, as I said. And what comes out as a new form of truth exists as a pattern in mind that already exists in love, and that is going on within the science of Christianity in the realm of love, in the realm of the fourth dimension of spirit, in the realm of timeless, spaceless, that all is going on, and it's all going on because of the omni-action of principle. Principle is doing the turning of the kaleidoscope, isn't it? And that is the key to the science of all sciences. That's why we could call that, as I call it, the model of being. It holds the key to the future of man. Man is in that science. We saw that. That because we are that divine infinite calculus in operation. The whole goal for all of this was to make the structure of reality and the structure of our consciousness one. Our whole experience is that we exist as a numeral of infinity, as an identity of being in being, don't we? And principle is constantly restructuring our lives as a science of the Christ, bringing out new patterns of our life that already exist as a pattern in mind and in the plan of love. We are the divine infinite calculus operating in the fourth dimension of spirit, consciously. Remember that big eye that looked back at the principle that Wheeler showed? We are that divine hologram now that consciously looks back at the science of creativity, which is God, and say, you and I are one. And that's the whole purpose for this to go on, was love. The unity between principle and idea. That principle and idea is one, and this one is God. Man has been put back into the science. Man is the science, the model of being. It holds the key to the future of man. And I could see then that man was put back in this system because the structure of our consciousness is the same structure of reality. We are this structure in operation. So that's what Mrs. Eddy said. Science and consciousness are now at work in the economy of being. Isn't this economy of being? According to the law of mind, which must assert its absolute supremacy. This goal of love, of the oneness between the structure of our consciousness and the structure of reality, must be wrought out in life practice. It cannot be avoided. The goal is to make the structure of our consciousness one of this, and the goal of the apocalypse in the textbook was, and ye are the city. And isn't that the vision that St. John saw in the Bible? So the vision of St. John in Revelation is it saw that we were this in operation. The Gospel of St. John showed that Jesus was an example, a prototype of this in operation. Isn't this the structure of St. John? Showing it from the standpoint of life as soul, truth as spirit, love and mind, going out from the perfection of Jesus, known from the beginning. And the epistles of John just shows the practicality of it. This is what St. John's vision was. It's what, why we had to go through the textbook. From prayer to Atonement Eucharist to the marriage, through Christian Science versus Spiritualism, through Animag, through Science, Theology, and Medicine, all the way in consciousness where we were throwing off the structure of the old man, so to speak, and putting on the structure of the new man. And therefore, through the step-by-step process of, from the 5,000-year period of the vision of St. John, what the new man was, that we had to go through, put on the science of the new man through the model of the textbook. And that's why it's at the point of truth, because it's the science of man. That's truth. Man has to do with a consciousness. Science and health. Science and the whole man. Science and the healthy whole consciousness. That's why that textbook was revealed by God. It was here to bring forth the science of consciousness and to show that the science of consciousness is one with the structure of reality. And that's what she showed in the apocalypse, showing that it's the only one written in the four levels. And it shows that man is that divine infinite calculus. Once we see that the structure of our consciousness is one with the structure of reality, we can leave the textbook. It's included within this model of being. This model of being is a structure which includes the Bible and what St. John's vision, doesn't it? And it includes the goal of the textbook, that we are this model of being in operation. So surely we come into the model of being, and the model of being holds the key to the future of man, to the consciousness of a man, because we are the consciousness of the model of being in operation. We are that consciousness looking back at God, and we're one with it. We recognize it through understanding. You see, that was the whole purpose of it. Isn't it terrific?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we turn to page 95 then in the study aid, and we see this wonderful law of interdependence in science. This really is the key to the future of man, to the future of the universe, the future of the earth, the future of all mankind in as a science of all sciences. And the key then is when we see how truth and love, that wonderful truth and love that Jesus had fidelity to, and that was the pre-established perfection that he let happen in his life. He let principle be the divine mathematician. He let principle be the divine calculator. He let principle calculator. He let principle do the calculating. We don't need the supercomputers. They're just symbols. That supercomputer is not going to solve the problems of the world. It's a symbol to show that God is the supercomputer. God is the superconductor. God is doing the computing. So God is the supercomputer, which is doing the supercalculating. And the world will acknowledge that, as it will the true source of energy. So God as the supercomputer, that principle which is doing the super calculating, is bringing it out of itself, out of its own pre-established perfection. So out of that principle of science itself, out of that matrix of infinity, that law of self-reflection, comes the divine principle. Principle on the science level becomes the divine principle on I think I said it correctly. Principle on the science level, the infinite principle which includes all principles, the infinite science that includes all sciences, appears on divine science as a principle which is love, a principle which is all-including and inclusive. And therefore it's a principle which is bringing out its pre-established perfection, truth and love. Truth is the symbol that says that that principle is bringing out already that which is a fact and that which is already fulfilled in love. How does it bring it out? Through its omni action, through its divine calculating. How does it calculate? Through its constant restructuring, like a big divine kaleidoscope. It's always, therefore, taking its numerals of infinity, soul and life, its identities of being. We could say it's always taking its structural elements. And what is it doing? It's taking those ideas, which are eternal facts. That's what those structural elements are. They're ideas, which are eternal facts and being truth, which are also ideas that constitute a perfect whole. When you touch an idea, you touch a perfect whole, love. And what happens to those structural elements? Well, the supercalculator principle takes those identities and in its infinite rhythm apply to its structural laws and orders and rules. It begins to cause the rhythm of spirit. It begins to cause the reflections to occur that are bringing out new forms. And therefore, it's truth that is doing the restructuring of the ideas according to its own laws. Truth is doing it. And what happens as love? It will bring out unexpected solutions. Thank goodness. And in mathematics, we calculate the situation to bring out solutions we're looking for. We know today the mathematician is finding solutions they didn't expect, too, in calculating. But it's always bringing out those unexpected solutions that are optimum solutions within the plan of love. It's not bringing out any solution. It's bringing out the highest solution, the highest form. We ourselves in calculating our lives would never bring out the highest form. We would bring out the highest form of the human that we would know. We'd never bring out the highest form of God. We don't know that unless we went out from the divine mind of Christ. Only the mind of Christ knows it. The human mind doesn't know the highest form. That's why it's always trying to bring out something inferior. And God says, no, I'm trying to bring out the optimum solution in your life. And that's why it looks like we go through chaos. The impossible is made possible. What seems impossible to the human becomes possible. So suddenly a physicist will say, that was a miracle. And we'll say, no, that the possible is made possible because the optimal solution was been brought out. It's that unexpected solution looks like it was impossible, but it wasn't. It's possible. We just didn't know it. And therefore we call it unexpected or a miracle. Then at the standpoint of mind in love, we see that that infinite calculator, God, then is bringing out those unexpected optimum solutions that already exist as patterns in mind, as structural idea patterns in mind that have their own perfection in love, that exist in the plan of love. Therefore, it's bringing out a truth, which is only a truth when seen within the whole pattern of mind. We know that a truth is only a truth when seen from the standpoint of the whole. That the whole determines the truth. The whole determines the pattern. So what God is bringing out is a pattern, a whole. And each pattern is seen as the right pattern that is integrated within the whole. That's why today we have that sense of divine ecology, divine gestalt, divine synergy, that every pattern that is being brought out is the right pattern that is integrated within the whole. Love. And then we see, well, this whole divine calculator principle, which is doing the omni action, which is shaking the divine kaleidoscope, called that matrix of infinity, that self-reflection of being, shaking it all around. And it's bringing that the truth is that which is doing the self-operation, the self-organizing on the level of divine science, which is coming to us spontaneously in a non-linear form. And therefore, it is doing that shaking according to love, that it's a principle love doing it, which is bringing out its own aim. So we have now, therefore, a divine principle, which is love, which is behind the whole shaking of being, the whole calculating of being, bringing out what principle had in view from the beginning. And what principle has in view from the beginning, this hooks us up back to the science itself level, is to bring out the fact that principle is always being its own infinite principle. Here, the structure of consciousness and the structure of reality is one, and that one is principle. So we see now the oneness, that principle and idea is one, and this one is principle. We hook back up to the science level where there's no differentiation between the structure of consciousness and the structure of reality. It's one and the same thing. The big I doesn't have to look back at its source. The consciousness doesn't have to look back at its source and understand it. On the level of science, the structure of consciousness and the structure of reality are one and the same thing, and it's just the experience. We go through science and past science to being itself. It's an awareness. Nothing can write about that science level. It's just the infinite rhythm of being constantly going on, where in the self-reflection of being, where principle is being its own infinite principle. And that is an experience, isn't it? And it, that experience, as we now see, has come to us, as a principle which is love, which has, through this model of being, gathered together within itself the whole universe, including man, including the earth. In fact, we see now we are just that one principle showing its forth as the ideational universe. It's the divine holographic universe, the divine holographic earth, the divine holographic man, held within that divine principle, love. So the love surrounds us, the whole brotherhood of the universe, the brotherhood of man, the brotherhood of each idea, and we spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis, as Mrs. Eddy says. In divine science, the word of God said to darkness upon the face of the deep, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting Him in countless spiritual forms. Look at the experience that opens up in the fourth dimension of spirit. We spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis into a universe of divine forms. The earth will join the universe. It'll no longer be just this little isolated thing called a material universe, fragmented by itself, out in the space, all dark, all alone. That's a human concept. When we realize that the earth, Mrs. Eddy said, to one sense is material, but to the other is spiritual, it will join its galaxies. It will join its galaxies amongst galaxies. And we will go on to spiritual spheres and exalted being. It just goes on within consciousness. Once consciousness embraces the whole, we embrace an experience that is going to blow, literally, our mind. Okay, we'll carry on the adventure next year. Okay, thank you.